Help us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Richard Stewart. President Obama says he has no evidence that...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought I'd start out talking a little bit about, certainly today it was announced that Susan Rice, the current ambassador, American ambassador to the United Nations, is being considered to take Hillary Clinton's place as Secretary of State. And there's a lot of criticism about Susan because 5 days after the murder of Ambassador Stevens, why she was going on television and talking to people and explaining that the terrorist attack that occurred had really wasn't a terrorist attack, that it killed Ambassador Stevens. It had to do with this video that had been put out that was critical of the Muslim faith. And that's what this is all about. And she knew it was a terrorist attack, but she was just following the official party line, which keeps changing depending upon whether the people are foolish enough to believe it. But of course, as we're hearing quite a bit in this last few days about Susan Rice, whose name is not widely known to the American people, why, of course, the question arises, who is this Susan Rice who is being considered to become the new Secretary of State? Where did she come from? What are her qualifications? Who does Susan Rice represent? And certainly, Barack Obama has mentioned that she has his confidence. He has total confidence in her. And so, well, let me tell you who Susan Rice is. But before I can do that, I have to explain to you, as we have many times before, that, of course, America is controlled by a very small group of people, probably about 60 to 70 of them. They're the Trilateral Commission. Now, there's 87 members in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, but, of course, that includes the people in Canada and Mexico as well. And there may be 350 people throughout the entire world, and they are the ruling elite who control the world. Here in the United States, between the years 2000, pardon me, between the years 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of this very small group. The six of the eight World Trade Organization, World Bank presidents, including the current Robert Zelnick, certainly, 8 of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, and 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense between 1977 and 2008 came from the membership roles of this little group that probably has no more than 60 or 70 Americans in it. Now, basically, of course, our current Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is not a member of the Trilateral Commission, but her Deputy Secretary of State is, and three or four of his top-notch assistants, the people who really make American foreign policy, for the Obama administration come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, Hillary's husband, Bill Clinton, was a member of the Trilateral Commission. He had to drop out when he became the President of the United States, or when the Trilateral Commission selected him to become the President of the United States. So what does this have to do with Susan Rice? Why, she's a member of the Trilateral Commission, or was before she was appointed Ambassador to the United Nations. You can go up on the internet and check this out. Now, she's not on the current membership list, because when you go to work for the government, then, of course, you have to drop your membership. But certainly, she is a soulmate of the Trilateral Commission. She was put in power, and she was a member of the Trilateral Commission. We have that in the publication we have called the Membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get it from Radio Liberty. Membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-5-
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients, or the Mighty 90, needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dan here at Radio Liberty. It's open line Wednesday, and so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We had Dave called in from Central New York, and I don't know, he hung up on us. So if you're out there and you have something you'd like to talk about, let's do it. But, of course, if you're listening to the program, to the general radio now, they're trying to tell us, oh my goodness, America is going to be able to become energy independent, maybe as soon as the year 2020. And oh, certainly we were just so mistaken. We had no idea we had so much oil here, and it's all this new techniques of developing the oil from the shale. That's the reason. But of course, basically, of course, isn't it wonderful? America's going to have more oil than Saudi Arabia by the year 2020. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is all a lie. We've always had plenty of oil. Those of you who haven't read, certainly Lindsay Williams' book, The Energy Non-Crisis, why you can get that from us. You can certainly get the DVD, the talk he gave to Radio Liberty called The Energy Non-Crisis. We have a 4-CD set on The Energy Non-Crisis and have a 4-CD set on oil. We have massive oil supplies, and you can go back and you can certainly read the newsletters that I put out back in 2008, pointing out then that we had abundant oil. They knew that. They've been lying to the American people. And now, of course, they're going to try to convince you, oh, we just made a little mistake, certainly. But now, of course, we suddenly discovered we had all these massive oil reserves. Ladies and gentlemen, they've always been there. We have the greatest oil reserves anywhere in the world. Certainly, we have far more than they have in all of the Middle East, right here in America. And we could have been oil independent all this time, but they wanted an excuse to ship so much of our money overseas, and that's what they've done. They shipped countless trillions of dollars to the Middle East and the Near East and other countries to buy oil so that we could build up the economies in other countries as we begin to gradually lower the economy and the level standard of living here. This has all been planned, and same thing as we send our jobs and our manufacturing overseas. We've intentionally sent 12 million jobs overseas, and no matter what they tell you, they're not coming home. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you got something you'd like to talk about. And right now we have Dave in Central New York. Hi, Dave. How are you listening to us?
On WJIV FM in Central New York.
Okay, fine. That must either be Attica or Utica. We do have stations there this time of night. So go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I'm just east of Utica, about 17 miles. Yeah, my question, Dr. Stan, is, you do a lot of reading. What do you know about the history of abortion, how it ever started, or what countries?
I'm sorry, what is that again?
What's the history of abortion?
Abortion? Well, basically, abortion's been around for centuries. It's certainly women have always known how they could actually put something up into their uterus destroy the child within them. Oh, but of course, it's become more sophisticated in recent years now when we have doctors who can go up in there with curettes. But certainly, prior to about the early 1970s, late 1960s, why abortion was illegal in the United States and was looked upon as immoral. And when I went to medical school, certainly we were told that this was wrong, and certainly a doctor couldn't even do a D&C on a woman. That is where you dilate the cervix and then you curette out the contents of your uterus. You couldn't do that without having a couple of certainly doctors sign off and saying she wasn't pregnant. Everything was done by organized medicine when I went to medical school and first went into practice to preserve life. And then, of course, certainly starting in the late 1960s, why they began, of course, to say, well, of course, but what about rape? And what about incest? And then gradually they've convinced people that it's perfectly all right to have an abortion. After all, we have to consider a choice and the mother's rights. And now, of course, we're readily and freely killing children. And of course, this is part of the population control agenda. It's certainly not the major thrust, because actually they're poisoning us. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're suppressing treatments for cancer. They're creating all sorts of new and terrible diseases. And they're using certainly electrical impulses, cell phones, other things to promote cancer. But abortion was certainly one of the first big step along this way of the population control agenda to begin killing off people all throughout the world. Does that answer your question to some extent?
Yes, it does, Dr. Stan. Did they ever have abortion hundreds of years ago?
Sure. This goes back thousands of years. Women have always known how to have an abortion, but it wasn't always safe. That's in the before the days of antisepsis. Sometimes if you put something up into your uterus, women did that. Why, of course, she'd get a deadly infection. She'd die from it. So a lot of women just took the chance of going ahead and having the child because abortion was really deadly and could very well lead to the mother's death. And then, of course, only in recent years, starting probably in the early 1900s, did they develop the techniques, efficient techniques of doing that. And in every community, there was always an abortionist, and some of them really were idealistic. They really felt that they were helping women. There was an abortionist in Santa Cruz where I practiced. And he didn't charge for his abortions. He did abortions, but the woman had to submit to having sex with him. And that was the way he could be sure that she would never come forward and testify against him when she began having qualms of conscience later on. He was truly a diabolical individual. He had the officers right next to mine. Charming, but he had no religious beliefs. And I'll never forget when he was dying, and I went in to see him, and he said, I said, what can I do for you, John? And he said, kill me. And I said, I can't do that, John. I don't believe in it. And but he never did accept the Lord, and I fear that he's gone to hell, where he deserved to go, because he put himself into the position of being God. But every community had their abortionist who would do these things. If they got caught, they'd go to prison. Many times the police just winked at it. They knew what was going on. But they felt that there were instances where this was justified. And, of course, we first started out with talking about rape and incest. And then, of course, it was simply, a woman's choice. It's so difficult for an unmarried young girl to carry a child to termination, to term. The tragedy is that we've changed the attitude of our people. When I went to school, you'd never think about having intercourse with a girl until you were married. And suddenly this was the way the world was at that time. And then they brought sex education into the schools, actually to promote premarital sex among our girls. And then they started giving them contraceptives and IUDs, and suddenly abortion anytime you wanted one, you could have one. And we've taken all the shame out of having an abortion, out of being married out of wedlock. At one time, you did not have sex until you were married. Today, most of our young people do. And that is simply the effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And God is not pleased with what's going on in America. I'm convinced of that. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And America has adopted certainly sexual immorality and homosexuality, and certainly at the highest levels of our government, there's corruption. If you've ever read the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, it goes into the pedophile ring that began in Boys Town in Kansas and went right into the White House. And I suspect it does today. Anything else, Dave?
No, that's it, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
God bless. And okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we were simply talking about the fact that they've been lying to us all the time, saying, of course, we're running out of oil. The world is running out of oil. And ladies and gentlemen, they're lying. The world is awash with oil, and we're creating new oil. And in Sydney, a lot of the oil fields that have been pumped dry, now they're filling back up again. Why is that? Because, of course, the oil is certainly not coming from the breakdown of fossil fuels, breakdown of vegetable products, as we were told for so many years. Of course, the oil came from dead dinosaurs. This was all a lie, and we've been lied to. Basically, of course, the oil comes from methane that comes from the center of the earth, and boundless supplies of that, and by bacteriological bacteria get in there, and they, of course, they grow in the methane, and then they die. And this is the basis, then, of the oil that we find so abundantly and increasingly abundantly throughout the world. And, of course, there are massive oil supplies off the North Slope of Alaska and the National Arctic Wildlife Reserve, massive oil reserves, certainly, off the North Slope of Russia. and they've been lying to us, but it doesn't matter how something, how ridiculous something is, if you say it often enough, why, the American people will believe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-88295 here in the Central Coast of California. And it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Paul calling us from Galveston, Texas. Hi, Paul. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Well, it's good to have you back again. What would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I'd like to share with the people, you know, up in the Northeast, what they're going to go through with them.
Well, go right ahead.
Well, after Hurricane hit Galveston about 4 years ago, our phones wouldn't work, and we couldn't figure, you know, we thought it was, you know, downed, you know, towers and all. But later on, the state police stayed at the condominium that I was at. And, they told us that FEMA had taken over the phone line. And, to this day, there are still
my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we got Paul calling from Galveston, Texas, where they had a big storm about 4 years ago. And the first thing that they did, FEMA came in, took over the phone lines, and they couldn't call out. He wasn't able to call people in other parts of the country because FEMA controlled the phone lines and delayed intentionally, as far as he could tell, getting them repaired. And that, of course, certainly why FEMA came around and put slips on homes saying, this home will be destroyed and that home will be destroyed. Paul saw that on his home. He took it off. He started to fix up his home himself. And he went to somebody came from FEMA. They said, well, we'd like to help you. Would you like us to help you? And Paul said, no. And a woman said, well, would you mind my asking why you don't want FEMA's help? And Paul said, well, I hope you, I don't mind you asking at all. If you don't mind my telling you, it's none of your business. Well, when Paul went ahead, got his home fixed up, everything's fine there. And now, but so many of the people surrounding him took the money from FEMA, and they never got the money. They never got the houses fixed up. So many of the people around him there in Galveston still are not back in their homes. About what percentage of people do you think it is, Paul, that have not gotten back in their homes? 10%, 20%, 50%?
It's probably 5 and 10%, but it's still 4 years later, and you still have this many that are depending upon the government that are not delivering.
Right. Well, certainly, of course, Paul is pointing out that back there in New York, a lot of the people are waiting for the government to come to help them. And they're talking about all this money the government's going to put out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get something done, do not let the government get involved.
You roll your sleeves up and get with it and do it.
One of the things Paul pointed out is that basically, of course, a lot of people wanted to get permits, local government permits, so they could repair their houses. And they were in lines, you know, long, long, long lines. Were they able to get the permits, or did they block them, do you know?
Well, if they waited for weeks or months, they, you know, could finally get them. And then they had restrictions on what they were doing.
And ladies and gentlemen, of course, where does the government get off giving you a permit to repair your own home? After a storm, basically we're moving towards a fascist society. When you understand that, it all makes sense. And I can promise you one thing, we're going to see a lot more storms in the weeks and months and years that lie ahead.
Well,
our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, what I want to pass on to the people, you know, in this devastated area, is what you do is when you're working on your house, you lock your doors. And when they come knocking on the door, you don't answer it. You just keep on working. They do not have a warrant to open your door. You just keep on working, and you put your place back together.
I think that's good advice, Paul, and basically, do not look to government to help you. Government is not there to help you, there to block you, to put all sorts of impediments in the way, and never take government, certainly, subsidies, because that, of course, is, in my estimation, is certainly a pathway to destruction. Go ahead, Paul, anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I want to share one thing here, is that I had stayed at I had worked at a condominium. And we were prepared. I was chief engineer. And we had water. We had electricity. We had, you know, food, everything. We were prepared well before the hurricane. And the fire marshal, the local fire marshal, came in and wanted us to, to evacuate. But we were lucky. We had brought in 8 state police to stay there. And, I had spent time with the state police, which is the Department of Public Safety here in Texas. And I got to know these guys pretty well. And the fire marshal came in and he said, y'all have got to evacuate. And I said, why? And he said, well, you know, y'all don't have food and water. And I said, we have food and water. We have electricity and everything. And then he looked at it. He said, well, somebody could come down here and loot this place. And I said, sir, we have more guns than you do. You're outgunned here. And state policemen standing to my left was two of them. They said, yes, they have you outgunned. And he backed off and left.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the most frightening words you'll ever hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, this is open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. But Paul, God bless you for what you've done. And I think that's a good message for everybody, because basically we see this tragedy unfolding in New York and New Jersey. I can promise you there's going to be all sorts of terrible things happening in the not-too-distant future. And there are going to be storms, and there are going to be pestilence. There's certainly going to be war, and there's going to be the devastation of war in America, because I think God is going to bring his vengeance on this nation.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Yes, it is. Thanks for your show.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But Paul from Galveston was talking about what happened when the hurricane went through there. And the people, of course, looked to the government to help them. And the government was going to give them free money. And the government was, of course, going to get their homes repaired for them. And 4 years later, about 10% of the homes, those people who had been promised by the government that they were going to get help and money, 10% of the homes have not been rebuilt, and a lot of the domes have been actually torn down at the behest of government, FEMA, certainly representatives. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, do not look to the government. And of course, basically, you have to understand the government doesn't have any money. 40 cents out of every dollar that the federal government spends today, they have to borrow. And within a couple of years, it's going to be 50%, and then it's going to be 60%. The government is running out of money, basically. We today have over 100 million people who are getting a check from the government, according to Senator Coburn in his book, The Debt Bomb. And then on top of that, we have the Social Security, about 56 million people getting Social Security and Medicare. So basically, we have about 150 million people who are getting a government check. And then we've got another 79 baby boomers retiring. They've already started to retire. And they're going to retire over the next 18 years. And they're all going to be on the government dole, and we're going to have far more people on the government dole than we have working. Right now, we have 150 million people who are getting some sort of a government check, either welfare or certainly home benefits or certainly free medical care through Medicaid or Social Security or Medicare. 150 million people. That's 50% of the population. And ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here on out. And the government's going to go bankrupt, and that's the plan. They want to bankrupt our country, and then out of the chaos, they'll be able to install the dictatorship. How do I know that's the plan? Why? Because I read the plan. It was put forward by two people, Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven, C-L-O-W-A-R-D and Piven, P-I-V-E-N. Go up on the internet and type in Plan for Destruction U.S. or Bankruptcy U.S. Cloward and Piven. And of course, it was in the 1960s, and they were communists, and they wanted to impose the dictatorship. But first of all, we had to destroy America. And this, of course, is being carried out by the trilateralists and their friends. And basically, they've used certainly America's financial and military power to bring about a world government. And they're going to need us a little bit longer, but not much longer. And they're about to involve us in a terrible, terrible war with the Muslim world. And of course, remember what it says in the scriptures about, alas, Babylon, the mother of harlots, and suddenly, momentarily, why Babylon is destroyed. And the sea captains throughout the world wept, and the merchants wept because there was no longer anyone to trade with. The merchants of the world wept. What is the major consumer in the world? The United States. And I fear, of course, that those prophecies are aimed at America because we're not actually named in the Bible. In other words, we're not here as this the prophecies unfold. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington State. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to make a few observations.
You go right ahead. It's always good to hear from you. Ron's a substitute teacher up there and one of our favorite callers. Go ahead.
I happen to be in a school, and they had some posters in a social studies class, and one of the posters was about communism. It's a very well done poster. It said, "Communism, an innovative idea." And it had pictures of some of the great communist leaders and some of their quotes. And it also had some narratives about the Red Scare and the paranoia of people in the 1950s about communism and such. That was one of the...
See, the thing is, Ron, communism is a unique idea. It's a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work without brutal force to oppose it. And of course, basically, the imposition of communism is establishing a ruling elite, the dictatorship of the proletariat that Karl Marx wrote about. And of course, that dictatorship, it becomes a brutal and tyrannical dictatorship. And certainly Russia killed probably close to 100 million people of their own. And China killed probably close to 150 million people. And basically, of course, it was all financed and aided and helped by the Brotherhood of Darkness here in America. They never could have established their tyranny in either Russia or in China without help from America. I would think that whoever put that poster up is a subversive element right in your school.
Well, that was one of them. Another one was about the Black Panthers fighting for racial justice and some of their tent planks and
But you see, the thing is that there are things to be said in favor. There is racial discrimination. There has been a genocidal policy, and there still is towards the blacks. But the Black Panthers are not the solution. Rather than trying to build bridges between white and black, they're trying, of course, to inflame the black and drive them a wedge between black and white. That's the trouble with the Black Panthers. Their effort is to destroy America rather than to help the black.
Well, that's, also, I think the Black Panthers are almost like a criminal syndicate involved in extortion and prostitution and drug running and murder for hire and shaking down legitimate businesses in the black community. They're not a very savory organization, and it was very sympathetic. And there was nothing on these posters at all. It didn't seem like there was any guidance. I was also at one place, and there was a poster that said, "I'm the L and LGBT, and I'm proud of it." This was in one of the high schools.
Sure. Well, basically, this is the reason we have problems, and those that we have subversive elements in our high schools today destroying our youth and destroying their souls.
Also, I read in one of the textbooks, and it's about the colonial period and about the Mayflower Compact. They didn't have the text of the Mayflower Compact.
Well, that's because of it talked about God. The Mayflower Compact was all about man's relationship with God and how certainly this new society that was going to be created in America was to be a society under God. But yeah, you know as well as I do, Ron, there are people who hate God, and that's why they've simply rewritten America's history.
Well, it's incumbent upon the citizenry.
Right.
To get to the school boards and such and start.
Well, we don't need to get to the school boards. We need to replace the school boards. Believe me, the subversive element runs their people for school board and for water board and for city council and board of supervisors. And we need to run our own candidates, people who love America. And we, if we don't want to run ourselves, we got to back the people who do run.
Well, people need to know that. They have to be involved. They have to point out some of these problems and start teaching the foundational principles of our country, or our country is lost.
You're absolutely right. And men and women have an obligation to do that, because men and women certainly become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And our schools are evil today, unfortunately. Once you take God and prayer and certainly the Ten Commandments and moral guidance out of our schools and begin teaching sex and begin starting in kindergarten teaching our kids that homosexuality is perfectly all right, why, of course, this nation's on the road to destruction. Hey, Ron, we've got a board full. A parting
okay, well,
before
I just
we want
to pass that on. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks so very much. Listen to what Ron says. He's on the front lines of the battle. Let's go to Jeff, who's calling us from Lansing, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, Jeff, how are you doing over there in Lansing?
Pretty good. It's getting cold here.
I bet it is. Okay, so, you have a question or comment?
I sure do. I wanted to talk to you for a moment about the Antichrist or beast that we hear about in Revelation, etc., and Second Thessalonians, and his throne we know is going to be in Jerusalem, in the temple there, and how that connects with a Jewish organization I became aware of who enjoys the the support of many high-profile evangelicals, the likes of Billy Graham, James Dobson, Gary Bauer, the head of the American Values Foundation or whatever it is there in Washington, D.C., and many other high-profile evangelicals. And it's called the IFCJ, that's the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And he spends a lot of money on, advertising to get donations, mostly from Christians, to bring Jewish people from Russia and other countries over to Jerusalem on Wings of Eagles, it's called. But I received some paperwork from them, and you're aware of the Orthodox Jewish version of the Messiah, right?
Yes, and of course the person that they think is going to be the Messiah is going to be the Antichrist. And basically, of course, there are lots of problems. Basically, I believe, of course, that God wants the children of Israel in Israel, but unfortunately there are problems with their religion because, of course, they the truly Orthodox, and most Jews are not truly Orthodox, but the truly Orthodox ones, believe that their Messiah is coming without realizing that their Messiah that they're waiting for is the Antichrist. And our job is to try to reach them and get them to understand what this is all about. Not to promote hatred of Judaism, which of course is exactly what a lot of people are doing. I think there are a lot of Christians who are very, very foolishly aligning themselves, certainly with those not only who want, of course, to preserve Israel, but they also, of course, want to actually bring about this Jewish Messiah, and I'm very worried about the Jewish Messiah, as I'm sure you are. Anything else you want to say, Jeff?
Yeah, on that, his organization, IFCJ there, which, again, is supported by many Christians, really has no evangelical arm to it. There is no gospel with the help that they're giving the Jews. And actually, the head of that, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein, has said that those Jews who come to faith in Jesus Christ have turned their back on God and walked out on God and their families. So that's his opinion of evangelism to the Jewish people.
And I think, of course, we have to do everything we can to evangelize them. And there are certainly subversive elements within the Jewish community, as there are within the Catholic community, as there are within the Christian community. Believe me, they have their agents certainly planted at the highest levels of the Protestant faith as well. So I don't simply criticize the Jewish leaders. I criticize the Protestant leaders who are going right along with this. Anything else you wanted to say, Jeff?
Right. I just wanted to kind of sound the alarm on this because they get millions and millions of dollars from Christians, and this is what he says. He said, "Since God will establish his future kingdom," this is a quote from his pamphlet, "in Israel, and Messiah will rule from Jerusalem," and we know who he means when he says Messiah, right? "We are wise," and this almost sounds like a threat, "we are wise to align with God's plan and stand as true guardians of the place of his blessing."
Well, I think, of course, the people have to understand that the Messiah that the Orthodox Jew is waiting for will be the Antichrist.
Amen.
I think you're absolutely right, Jeff, and thank you so very much for your call. And let's go to Jeff, who's calling, Bruce, who's calling from Durand, Michigan. Durand, and telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But ladies and gentlemen, there are those who want us to hate the Jews, to put all Jews into this category of hating Christians. And there is an organized effort to use Christian radio to promote anti-Semitism. There are subversive elements within the upper echelons of the Orthodox Jewish religion, but there are also the same subversive and satanic elements within the Protestant faith and the Catholic faith. Do not be drawn into hatred of Jews. The average Jew has no idea what's going on, but there are people who want to focus on the Jews. Isn't it interesting they ever talk about the other faiths that have been infiltrated? Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hi. I wanted to say that I've checked out International Fellowship of Christian and Jews, too. I don't support it, but there is a group called the Chosen People Ministries that I support. I've supported it for years. It's out of New York City, Mitch Glazer.
Okay, I don't know it at all, but I hope that they are certainly trying to help the people of Israel without, of course, promoting this the religion of the Antichrist. Go ahead.
Well, as detestable as a Saul might be, Paul is, you know, like to me, he's second or third to Christ. You'd have Christ, maybe King David, and then Paul. So Saul was detestable, but Paul is admirable. You know, and the difference is Christ.
Amen.
He's one of the greatest heroes.
I think for our listeners who don't understand, Saul was, of course, a high-ranking Roman official who became a Christian and changed his name from Saul to Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was a part of the Sanhedrin,
right.
I believe. Yeah.
Right.
All right. I have one normal question, then one weird question. You asked for it. You know, it's the open line night. Here's the normal question. Do you think Hillary's getting out of the State Department is a preparation for a 2016 run for the White House?
Yes. Anything else? Okay.
All right, now here's the weird question. You asked for it.
All right, fine.
All right. Ian, do you think nature...
Go ahead.
Do you think nature can respond to our sins? Is it like in Leviticus where it says, you know, not to lie man with man or woman with woman, or the land will vomit you out? And in Isaiah 24, it says the earth will reel to and fro like a drunken man because the transgression is heavy upon it. Do you think the earth and the air could actually respond to a society's sin?
No, I don't. I think they are innate. I think that they the only way they could respond is if God were to energize them for a purpose. But I
so it's not like the atmosphere can be sensitive to the sin of a city.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
Okay.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of subtle energies in the universe. I just wondered if that's what the Bible was.
Well, there are a lot of subtle energies, but remember, there is a supernatural component to everything going on. There really is another dimension, a supernatural dimension there. This is what most of Christians don't understand.
And as America becomes more corrupt and sinful, it'll be God directly judging us rather than nature feeling the wickedness and trembling.
Absolutely. God is going to bring his judgment. Basically, the earth and the air are simply innate substances that he has created. And I don't think God is very, very happy with the way things are going on in America today.
Okay.
Anything else you want to
I had a weird question. Thanks for hearing that.
God bless. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty in just a moment.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I always enjoy the open lines. We just had Eric calling from DeWitt, Michigan, who was quoting certain parts of the Bible, talking about how God had said that people turned away from him, but there was going to be a resurgence of wild animals and wild beasts. And basically, he was commenting that there in DeWitt, Michigan, where he lives not too far from Lansing, about 10 miles north of Lansing, they're having suddenly a resurgence of wild dogs and hyenas and even a mountain lion and certainly wild boars up there. And suddenly, you wouldn't expect this to be coming in close to a town, but I simply pointed out that in Revelation 6:8, and please don't think that I'm putting myself forward as a theologian or somebody who certainly is worldly as far as the scriptures are concerned, because my expertise is in orthopedics and in history. But basically in Revelation 6:8, it talks how suddenly this time comes, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed shortly behind. And power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world, by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. And in some translations it says, and by the beasts of this world, and by the beasts of this world. So basically, of course, it goes right along with what Eric was saying. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon you to help us if you're in a position to, and if you can join the Radio Liberty family or advertise with us or donate or purchase the various things we have. And we have all sorts of health foods. We think people ought to be laying in a good supply of those. We have the Berkey products, the Miracle 2 soap products. We're going to be coming up with a great new product here very, very soon. I think you'll be fascinated by it. We'll have my wife, Barbara, on the air telling you about it because it's something she uses. She swears by it, and I think that she's absolutely right. And I think you'll really find it quite delectable, as it were. Well, anyway, of course, if you're able to purchase any of the things we put out, we'll appreciate it. And if you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray for my ministry, for our provision and our protection, because believe me, I've known a lot of people who've tried doing what I'm doing, and they've come under tremendous pressure, and some of them are no longer living. Certainly, we had a gentleman, William Cooper, who was certainly doing talk radio and was pretty being quite effective until they sent a SWAT team out to kill him, and they did kill him. I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about it very real. A number of the people we've interviewed have died under very mysterious circumstances. And so we ask for you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, not only for me, but for our family, for our staff, and for the people who support us. And then, of course, we hope you want to get our talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, it's a DVD. And then, of course, we actually have a syllabus with that. You can get it or not as you see fit. We actually have a talk entitled The Dark Secret, another one called The Forbidden Secret. There are syllabuses with those. Well, you need to get our material on population control. We have a talk on it. It's very similar in some ways to Agenda 21, but has a lot of different information. And, of course, you need to read my population control agenda. You can get it on our website, Population Control Agenda. You can go up on the Internet and simply type in Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, put my name or Radio Liberty. You'll find it there. It's one of the best things we have on population control. Now, admittedly, it's old. Certainly, it needs to be updated. I don't have the time to do it. We'll hope maybe someday we'll have a chance to. But, of course, there are all of these things you can get by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you get anything from us, just ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. We ask you, of course, to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And where you can watch our DVDs free, where you can listen to our radio programs free, where you said that you can read our newsletters and go back and read the newsletters we wrote in 2008 about the fact that there was no oil crisis. There wasn't then. There's not today. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America and for Alex and for Joyce and the others. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Virginia Farver, and we're going to be talking about, of all things, cell phones. And, of course, most people take cell phones just for granted, you know. They're so convenient, and my goodness, you can listen to Radio Liberty. Certainly on your cell phone, if you have unlimited minutes there, isn't that wonderful? You take pictures with your cell phones. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that many years ago, probably 8 to 10 years ago, my closest friend, Dr. Dick Muir, certainly we've been friends for 50 years, and he attended the University of Washington. The University of Washington had a team that had been doing research on the danger of cell phones, and they'd come up with a program with scientific evidence that cell phones actually promoted cancer of the brain, and certainly, especially in children, but in anyone, of course, it was a distinct increase in the incidence of cancer of the brain and brain tumors associated with the use of cell phones. And the University of Washington was actively threatened, and they were told that they would cut off all of their scientific funds, all of their money for research, if they dared to publish an article saying that cell phones promoted cancer. Well, the University of Washington, to their credit, refused to knuckle under. They actually not only published articles in the scientific literature, but they actually put this into their alumni bulletin, and my friend Dick, of course, gave me a copy of that. I still have it to this day. Ladies and gentlemen, cell phones are dangerous to your health. Certainly, they're wonderful and convenient. I do at times. I carry one when I'm traveling. That's the only time I take it. And I don't not carry it on my person because, of course, if you have a cell phone and you carry it in your pocket, it's going to decrease your sperm count if you're a male and decrease your fertility if you're a woman. And if you're pregnant, why, heaven help your unborn child. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They're convenient. Carry them, carrying them at a distance from you, and, of course, listen to them only momentarily. And what we do, of course, with the, either with a cell phone or we actually have a cordless phone in the house, is as soon as we know who it is, we simply rush in and get a regular telephone, a hardline telephone, and simply put the cordless phone to one side. Virginia, how did you get involved in this? What caused you to become concerned about the danger of cell phones?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I lost a son in 2008, in October of 2008, from glioblastoma brain cancer. And he was living in San Diego, California at the time of diagnosis, and Dr. Tantawaya from Poway told the family that it was from his cell phone. And we brought him back to Colorado, where we live, for treatment. And a Dr. Marshke here in town told us that it was not genetic. But about
The other thing is, but the significant thing, it wasn't just your son, it was a number of people there who were living with him or working with him, certainly in this one room, and they all got, so many of them got cancer of the brain, and certainly this is what they call... They have some sort of a name for it when a number of people together develop a disease.
Yes, about 9 months after my son passed, I was on the internet and I found a bunch of articles written by mostly by NBC News in San Diego about a brain cancer cluster, and this involved seven people, six of whom. Got brain cancer.
Seven people in a cluster, ladies and gentlemen. That didn't happen by accident. We'll be right back. Well, you go right ahead, Virginia.
Okay. Yes. Three people in 2008 were in the same room in the same building, and one of the people was my son. So anyway, I started to contact the SDSU administration, and to this day I've never gotten an answer, but people were questioning a cell tower that was directly outside of there's a building called Masseter Hall, and the room is 131, and so I could not get any information from the cell tower, so I started to investigate it on my own, and it's a heparin, HPWREN, and it stands for High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. And what it is a backbone node to the supercomputer center there in San Diego. So it's under governmental authority, and it has Homeland Security, Department of Energy, Department of Defense, FAWARS, and many, many emergency services, and many, many corporations attached to it. So it's a very, very powerful cell tower, and it can send signals up to 72 miles away to laboratories across California. So I figured out what it was, and it's just been very hard. So this is how I got involved in all of this, and I started contacting people that knew about stuff like this. And one of them was Ronald Herbermann from the University of Pittsburgh. And he told me that this many brain cancers must be investigated. And I found out a couple of months later that he had been coming out to the media about cell phones causing brain cancer. And he was let go by the university because he was... the university was afraid of losing funding.
And what university was he at?
He was at the University of Pittsburgh.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically, of course, people don't understand that if you are in academic medicine and you tell the truth, why, you can lose your job. So basically, none of the scientific studies that come out we can depend upon. Why? Because if they tell the truth, well, in many instances, the scientists who are telling the truth are going to lose their job, lose their pension, maybe lose their families and their marriage. This is unfortunate. But when a nation suddenly becomes immoral, when there's no longer any right and wrong, when there's nothing really wrong with cheating and having extramarital affairs, why should we be surprised? We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Virginia was simply pointing out that suddenly her son was in this room. There was a cluster there, and there were either six or seven tumors, suddenly I think six brain cancers from people in this room. And of course, this could not happen by accident. And then it turned out there was a cell phone tower right outside the room there, because it was being used by all sorts of government agencies, and a constant, of course, of stream of electrical impulses, radio impulses going into the brains of these young people, and of course altering the genetic structure and stimulating cancer. And they know this, and there have been other people who've written about this. Virginia was talking about a scientist that she'd contacted who'd had the audacity to write a letter talking about the relationship between brain cancer and cell phones. And he was at the University of Pittsburgh, did you say, Virginia?
Yeah.
And they fired him. Basically, they were afraid they'd lose a lot of their funding. And I was simply pointing out that so many of the papers, scientific papers that are published today, are certainly altered and changed because scientists are afraid to tell the truth. And then why should they tell the truth? After all, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no God, there's no judgment. Why shouldn't you lie? Why shouldn't you have an affair? Why shouldn't you cheat on your wife? What's wrong with any of these things if there is no God and no right and wrong? And our scientists, many of the papers that are coming out today just aren't true. And I would simply give the example simply of Lipitor. They've sold billions and billions and billions of dollars of Lipitor. And if you read the scientific studies, it does almost no good for either people who've had a heart or attack or a stroke. And yet, of course, this has been covered up by the FDA, and the doctors never read the package inserts of the scientific studies. But of course, most people do not understand the very real danger of cell phones, because the scientific literature has been certainly altered. People are afraid to tell the truth. Go right ahead, Virginia. So what happened after your son died, and you're trying to get this information out, and you've been working trying to get this information circulated and disseminated for a long time? What else have you learned? And, of course, what opposition has there been to you getting the truth out and letting people know how the lives of our lives and the lives of our children and loved ones are endangered by the use of cell phones?
Well, I wanted to also say that this story was instrumental in the WHO, the World Health Organization, classifying non-ionizing radiation as a class 2B carcinogen as of May 2011. And to let everybody know that this classification was very, very close to being a class 2A carcinogen. And Ole Johansson from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden was also demoted right after this announcement came out. So this happens all the time.
And basically, the reason he was demoted was because he was telling the truth about cell phone radiation,
right?
Isn't it?
Right. Yes.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there listening to us across America and you'd like to have a question or comment for our guest, Virginia Farver, on cell phone radiation, or certainly the dangers of radiation and very similar radiation in the smartphones and certainly the smart meters, all of this radiation beamed at you and your family. But go right ahead, Virginia.
I wanted to be very distinct about something. Ionizing radiation, such as X-rays, they damage your cells or your DNA instantly. And non-ionizing radiation, such as cell phones, cell towers, power lines, smart meters, all of this wireless stuff is accumulative. So the more of it you receive, the more cell or DNA damage that you will receive. So we are living in a soup of this stuff on a daily basis.
And, of course, it's the cell damage that leads to the production of the cancer. Go right ahead, Virginia.
Yes, and so I've had some wonderful, wonderful people helping me. And Dr. Stan is going to have a woman named Katie Singer on in a few weeks, and she's trying to get a website up that can help people. But I talked to her for 2 hours last Saturday, and she was telling me that there's 8 countries now that are coming out and saying by the year 2017 that 50% of their population will be electrosensitive. So these are things that we need to be very aware of in our daily lives. So we need to look up electrosensitivity symptoms and see what these are.
Now, I think that people have to understand that a lot of people certainly can be in contact with electric waves, certainly, electricity, and nothing's going to happen to them. But there's a small group of people who are very, very sensitive, and it can certainly affect every part of their body. And I know, talk to people, certainly, who've been in communities or areas where they had, the smart meters, and they actually had to leave because, of course, they were so ill because of the electric waves, electric energy. What is it, about 5%, somewhere 5 to 10% of the population has this electromagnetic sensitivity? Do you have an idea how frequent that is?
We've talked about it. It's between 3 and 5%, but as I've told you, I think there's a lot of people walking around with symptoms that have no idea what they are. And just for example, my son had headaches. He was having nausea. He was having endocrine problems, excessive underarm sweating, which, by the way, mysteriously disappeared after he left SDSU. He was having memory or concentration problems. I've told Dr. Stan that he called me one day at home, and he was applying for law school in California. And he said, "Mom, I don't know if I can even make it through law school if I were to get accepted." And so I said, "Why would you say something like that?" And he said, "I can't seem to remember things." And so these symptoms are very real. And at the time, I didn't know what they were, but I'm definitely know that these were all happening with my son. So,
okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Virginia Farver, give us a call. Right now we have Chuck calling from Auburn in Auburn Hills in Michigan. Chuck, what is that close to? Is that close to either Lansing or to Flint?
Yeah, it's kind of in between, sort of in between Detroit and Lansing and Flint.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, you know, maybe is there some kind of herbal thing or some kind of vitamins we could take to curb it and for what the cell phones do? And well, I believe you're right about the memory, because I tell you, I got one of the sharpest memories there is. And here since I've been using the cell phone, it doesn't seem like my memory is like it should be or needs to be. I'm thinking that's probably what's causing it.
But Chuck, basically what you need to do is just quit using that cell phone and basically get on a hard line telephone. But there is no safe way. I mean, you could use it for a moment or two. This is what we do. But get off of it just as soon as you can. Did you have a question for our guest? You want to know about herbs or other things that the people could take? Virginia, is there anything people could take in the way of herbs or other things to protect themselves?
You know, Dr. Stan, that's something that's beyond what I would know. But I personally don't have a cell phone. I will never have a cell phone, because you have to have a cell tower for it to work. And this is the problem. We're having a proliferation of cell towers. And by the way, this also causes Alzheimer's in people in their 50s and 60s. So people ought to be aware of that as well.
And I think that's absolutely true. And Chuck, you have to realize that there are wicked people who are really in charge. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They know what they're doing as far as the minds of our people. They know they're killing some of the people, but they honestly believe there are too many people in the world, and they want to kill them off. It's as tragic as that seems, but then how do you can you explain the fact that we went into Iraq because there were weapons of mass destruction there, but they knew there were none, and we probably killed close to 1 million people, and nobody's ever been held responsible, and the explanation was, oh, shucks, we just made a mistake. It's not a mistake when you kill somewhere between 500,000 to 1 million people, and then you just say, oh, we made a mistake. All of the intelligence agencies says there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And George Bush, who comes from a secret society called Skull and Bones, a Luciferian organization, and his dad belongs to a number of Luciferian organizations. George Bush has never been held responsible for killing all those people. The military just did what they were told to, obeying the commander-in-chief. Anything else you want to say, Chuck?
Yeah, I believe at some point George Bush will get held accountable somehow. But I was talking to the doctor the other day. She was pregnant, and I heard about this, and I mentioned it to her. She had her cell phone in her pocket, and I didn't know all the details. I told her I didn't. That I did understand that it would could penetrate the baby's brain, the radio waves, and it was bad for her, and she didn't know anything about it, and she said, you got to be kidding me. And so she, you know, I know immediately she got that cell phone off her, and
Basically, of course, we've done a number of programs on cell phones. We're going to put together a four-tape set on cell phones so that you will have that so you can get the information out to others. Anything else you want to say, Chuck, before we let you go?
Just that we appreciate the show and all your guests that you have on for the time that they put in, and that anybody that does have any kind of way they could help financially, that, you know, if this economic downturn, that, you know, that they really need to keep the thing going.
Well,
because there's a lot more.
We know a lot of people have a lot of problems. If you can't help us, why just pray for us? Because I believe this is a spiritual battle. God bless you, Chuck. Thanks very much. And let's go, of course, over to Sandy calling from Yakima, Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you if you got a question for Virginia on cell phones or radiation. Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine. I had a question for Virginia. There are some companies that sell some kind of film cover for the cell phones that say it blocks the radiation. Do you know anything about that? Do they work?
Well, from the most part, the people I've talked with said that until they're proven safe, to not rely on that. So if you have to have it on, you make sure you turn it off. Let it take messages and then make it to a corded landline, because cordless phones are just as dangerous as a cell phone. So you need to make sure.
And Sandy, I will tell you, there are a lot of people who actually will, say, have a cell phone, and then they'll have a headset, and then they'll have a wire that goes from the cell phone to the headset. Well, as long as the cell phone is not on their body, is a few feet away from their body, that's probably all right. But so many of the people will have the cell phone in a pocket, and then have the headset there and the little microphone. But basically, and that way they can actually talk over the cell phone. But it's been found that for men, if they actually carry the cell phone on their belt or in their pocket, it decreases their sperm count. And about down about 50%, we don't even know what happens to the viability of the sperm that do survive. But I certainly would not want to carry something like that on my person. Cool. Anything else, Sandy?
No, thank you very much.
God bless and thank you. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Virginia, what sort of response are you getting from people as you talk to them about the very real danger of cell phones? Do you think that there's a growing awareness?
I really do. I've been just working really, really hard on this. I actually got a report today that also mentions that cell phones are causing brain damage to fetuses. So this is going on, it damages the sperm, so it causes DNA damage to your sperm. You do not want to carry these on your body or anywhere near your head, and do not use a Bluetooth because people are putting these on their heads and it's still getting a signal, and then they're leaving them on their heads all day long. So
for people who don't know, the Bluetooth is that sort of little, like a finger that comes out. It's a black finger behind the ear, and basically that's like just wearing this cell phone all the time on your head. That is even more scary to me than a regular right. cell phone.
Yes, it is. And basically what I tell everybody is anything wireless is dangerous. I mean, we've got to start getting Wi-Fi out of our schools. Cindy Sage wrote a report. It's called the Bioinitiative Report, and you can look this up. And 1 hour of Wi-Fi is equal to 20 minutes of cell phone exposure, and they're seeing cell or DNA damage within 300 hours. So, yes, we've got to start.
No, how would you get an hour of Wi-Fi? How would you get that?
Just sitting in a classroom that has it.
Okay.
All the schools have it. A lot of the Starbucks has it. Many of the homes have it. And so, yes, it's anything wireless is dangerous.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Virginia Farber. We're talking about the dangers, certainly, of Wi-Fi, of cell phones. We're talking about the danger of the electronic grid that we live within that is systematically poisoning the American people. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest Virginia Farber, and we're certainly talking about the danger of the electronic soup that we're living in with the Wi-Fi and the cell phones and the smart meters and the smart appliances and the smart grid, and all of these things are designed to poison you. And people say, well, they wouldn't do that if it were going to hurt us. And I would say, of course they would, because the real agenda, if you read the Sustainable America, a book which we carry, put out by our government, tells you that what they want to do is cut back on the number of people in America. You need, of course, to read my population control agenda. The population control agenda. Put it up on your internet, or your certainly get it off of Google or YouTube, or go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Pull down the population control agenda. You will find out they really do intend to kill off hundreds of millions of people, and that's just in the first stage. Down the line, they're going to kill off billions of people. They probably already killed or prevented the birth of about 4 billion people. Let me repeat that. They've already killed or prevented the birth of about 4 billion people. That would be 400 million killed by abortion in China, and probably 3 or 4 times that many births prevented by contraception and sterilization. The same thing is true in India. The same thing is true in Russia. And certainly we've actually killed here in America for 53 million unborn children. And then, of course, we've probably prevented the births of 3 or 4 times that many with sterilization and contraceptives. So we're talking pretty close to worldwide about 4 billion people have either certainly been killed, aborted, or certainly the births have been prevented. They're killing millions of people every day, and they do intend to kill billions more. And those are their statements, not mine. Read my population control agenda. Population control agenda, you'll find it true. Why should we be surprised then that they're poisoning us and poisoning our children and destroying their minds? And not only that, but promoting cancer in our young people, especially in the children who are using cell phones. Virginia, what do you know about children using cell phones? Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Virginia, what do you know about children using cell phones?
Children should never own a cell phone. These kids are getting them at younger and younger ages. Their brains are not fully developed until their mid-20s. And the scientists that I have talked to, they think that there's going to be a pandemic of brain tumors. Boys are more susceptible because the myelin sheathing in their brain develops much slower than a female. And they just should not be allowed to have one, period. And to also be aware of cell towers that are on school properties. And Dr. Stan was talking about population control. The SDSU administration knows that this cell tower that affected these people, is still there. And there's also another one on campus. And the other one on campus is directly across the street from a newly built fraternity row housing unit. And I was on the campus in fall of 2011, and I met a girl from Los Angeles that brought up some type of meter that we had to use to test the cell tower. And both of these cell towers tested out in the lethal level. So, and of course the media won't help me in San Diego. So this is where I'm kind of at.
Could you find out if there's any sort of an inexpensive meter we could get, $50 or $100, that would help us to get the information on this?
Yes. Katie Singer will probably have more information on that.
Well, if you would do everything you can to help us get that information.
Yes,
our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And let's go to Ron calling from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Yeah, fine, Dr. Stan.
Did you have like to make a comment
on about
this?
Bluetooth technology where you put the cell phone maybe down on your waist or someplace else and talk using a Bluetooth technology. Does that reduce the hazard?
No.
No, I mean, basically, of course, if you put a cell phone on your waist and have found that, wear it on their belt, it cuts down on their sperm count. And, of course, the children that are conceived with damaged sperm. So that's certainly not safe at all. And then, of course, you've got the element there up on your ear, and because that is creating a problem, too. Anything else, Ron?
Yeah, where's the literature on the web I could refer to? Or
Virginia, where can Ron get information?
The best thing I can tell everybody to do is look at your cell phone manual. They already tell you not to put them to your heads or body.
And basically, Ron, we're going to put together a four-tape set on that. We've got all the interviews. It's just a matter of getting it compiled. We'll have it before long, and you could even write a call in and order the tapes. We'd make the tapes up for you. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
While a storm clouds gather, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
son.
email. This is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Virginia Farber. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, we're talking about the danger of cell phones, of smartphones, of smart meters, all of this non-ionizing radiation, cell phone towers. People, of course, are having gradually their minds are destroyed, and they know what they're doing. This information is well known, and the scientists who've tried to bring it out have come under tremendous pressure. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Virginia, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get information on the Internet. You have a website, any place you'd like people to go where they can begin to verify what you're saying.
I have my own email address. It's vrfarv@hotmail.com.
Okay, one more time. What is your email?
V is in victory, R, FARV@hotmail.com.
VRFARV@hotmail.com. And that's for Virginia Farber, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, fine. Well, so if you have a question for Virginia, you can reach her that way. But certainly, basically, have you talked to people at all in government? Is anybody in government concerned? What about doctors you've talked to? Go ahead.
I have flown out to Maine, and I met with Andrea Boland, and she wanted to get warning labels on cell phone packaging. She has also been affected. She lost 90% of her eyesight in her left eye from glaucoma. And glaucoma usually affects both eyes, and it only affected her one eye on her left side. And the doctors have contributed to this as to her cell phone. So she has been trying to get warning labels on cell phone packaging. And I've flown to San Francisco several times. So we are fighting a $4 trillion industry, and they crush anybody who gets in their way. So many of the politicians are taking funding from this and using it for their political, standings and everything. So, yeah, it's just hard. I don't know. I'm unfair that there's going to be so many more deaths before anything does happen. So,
well, basically, when did your son die, Virginia?
October 11th of 2008.
Okay, fine. And what about the other children, the young people who are in this cluster there at San Diego? Do most of them certainly die as well?
Yes. There's one gentleman that's still alive, and he was diagnosed in 2008. The other one also died in 2008. And then as I was investigating this cluster, there was another woman who became ill. And type of brain cancer kills you so fast. She was diagnosed in November of 2009 and died August 29th. 2010. So she lived approximately 9 months. So yes, it's very fast. It's a very swift cancer. So you do not want to get this type of cancer. It's horrible. So and so much of it is completely preventable.
Well, now, basically, has there been any specific studies on the relationship between Alzheimer's disease? I could believe this, but do we have any science or any actual verification that there's a relationship between this non-ionizing radiation and Alzheimer's disease?
Well, yes, I've been talking to a lot of these experts. A lot of people that, cell phones have only been out, 10 or 15 years. So a lot of the people that have gotten cell phones have already passed the stage where their brains were developing. So this is what's happening, is they're having cognitive and neurological problems with this. And it actually can harm you if you have MS. So you have to be very, very careful. It's causing, these cell phones are going to cause so many other illnesses. It's beyond just the cancer. So it's something to take very, very seriously. And then, like I've said, then you have the cell towers, and now we're getting smart meters on our homes, and this is going to be RF blanketing radiation in our neighborhood.
And people really don't understand the smart meters on your home are just the beginning of that. They go from the smart meters, and then, of course, they want another year or so to have smart appliances. And certainly when you buy a refrigerator, when you buy a washing machine, when you buy any sort of electric appliance, why, it's going to have a meter in it, and actually it will talk to your smart meter, and that there will be a chip in it, a smart chip, and they will communicate back and forth from the refrigerator to the meter in your home, and they would be able actually to turn that off. They want to know when you're using it. If you're using it midday, they're going to increase the rate, your cost of your electricity. They want you, of course, to do your washing in the middle of the night when there's less of a demand for electricity. And as incredible as it seems, this is actually the rationale. They want to regulate every aspect of our lives, and they can do that. They can know exactly what we're doing any time of the day or night with these smart meters, smart appliances, and then this goes into the smart grid and basically the total monitoring of people. Now, we know that if you have emails, they can track them down. That's what they did with General Petraeus. What was General Petraeus and his girlfriend doing? Well, they were not using their own emails. They actually had another site, and they would both go to that other site, and they would type out certainly emails, but they would not send them. They would actually type them out, and then they would have them on file there. And so General Petraeus could go and certainly read the emails written by his girlfriend. The girlfriend could go there and read the emails written by General Petraeus, but they were never actually put on the net. And the fact that they could track that down shows basically they can do anything they want to. Everything you do on the internet is, they have a permanent record of it. Not only that, but they have a permanent record of anything you say on your cell phone, whether it's on or off. Certainly they can track people, and they're doing this. They have massive supply areas where they're keeping track of everything you ever say or do. And then they have their fusion centers where they can put the information together, the information that comes in from the FBI, from the CIA, from DARPA, from military intelligence, and from all the various intelligence agencies, the Office of Homeland Security and FEMA. They all are keeping records on you and everything you buy. Anytime you buy anything with a charge card, they have a record of it. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody has a number. And your number has an awful lot of information associated with it. Frightening to think of, but of course, this is one reason they want this electronic society, because it makes it so much easier to track and to listen to your conversations. And believe me, all of those conversations are permanently recorded in something called Project Echelon. And if you were to make some sort of an inadvertent remark that might be considered threatening, you would immediately have a visit from somebody from the government. If you don't believe it, just try it and see what happens. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, by computer, and this is, but they want cell phone, they want this electronic society, you. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Virginia, well, Virginia, have the legislators had any effect? Have they been able to get any warnings onto the cell phones and other electronic devices?
No. Although the manuals, the cell phone manuals, already tell you this right in them, we have not been able to get those on cell phones. I actually believe there's just so much corruption in the government right now. I don't know if and when this will ever happen. And now that they've started this smart meter program, I think it's to give out between 10,000 and 190,000 pulses per meter, per day, per household. And it's frightening. We're getting one for our water, our gas, and our electricity. And then they're going to be communicating with your neighbor. And then there's going to be a collector home in every neighborhood that nobody knows about. So this home will get everybody's data all day long and all night long. And then they go to light poles in your neighborhoods, and then they shoot these signals onto cell towers or onto the utilities. So we're going to be living in just a horrible amount of this stuff, so we've got to get these stopped.
Well, I certainly share your concern. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is not an imaginary threat. This is a very real threat. And basically, of course, if you listen to what Virginia said, and basically there are, I've read articles, but I even have that article that came out published by the University of Washington telling how they had been threatened if they dared to tell the truth. And where is the outcry from our media? Ladies and gentlemen, our media is controlled because most of them are in on this. Virginia, have there been any real good radio programs or television programs besides these programs such as ours that are getting the truth out about the lethal danger of cell phones and these other electronic devices and the cell phone towers?
No. I actually figured out what that tower was on the campus. NBC News first news that I found. So I contacted Paul Kruger from NBC News in San Diego, and I told him about the woman who died in August of 29th of 2010, and he said, another one? And I said, yes. And I said, but I know what's causing it. So he said, send me your information. So I sent him all my information, and I never heard another word. And one day when I was just sitting at home, I got a phone call from a gentleman from the San Diego Tribune. I asked him what his name was, and he would not reveal his name. But he told me, he said, of course, I'm very sorry about your son. But he said, I also wanted to tell you this story will never get out in San Diego. And I said, but why? And he said, because of money. So this is where I'm at. I've tried so hard to get the media to do a story, and they won't. So I don't listen to mainstream media at all anymore.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's really all about. I mean, basically, most of the major media, whether it be 2020 or Dateline or 60 Minutes, they were putting that was really telling the truth. Oh, they'll put out things that sound like they're very, very remarkable. Really important things about the genocidal population control program that has already killed or prevented the birth of over 4 billion. That's not million. That's not 4 billion people. It will never be mentioned in the controlled media. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Of course, I did, of course, do a program for Jesse Ventura, and it was actually on the Jesse Ventura program on population control, and that actually was shown, but of course, it was one of the smaller television networks, and of course, you remember Jesse Ventura had actually a year as he was on. But of course, the program that was taken off has not been brought back again. Why? Because Jesse Ventura told the truth, and we can't allow that to get out on television. But of course, you can go up on the internet, and you can go to YouTube and type in Jesse Ventura and Stan Monteith and population control, and you can actually see that on the internet. That's Jesse Ventura, YouTube, Population Control, Stan Monteith, and you should be able to track it down. I've seen it up there. So telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. And Virginia has tried every way she could contact one of the newspapers there in San Diego, who said, the story will never get out. And the story isn't going to get out except on programs such as this, because they're very, very powerful forces who do not want you to understand. They are poisoning the American people. They are destroying their lives with many, many ways. But among these are the non-ionizing radiation. Well, Virginia, what's the next Do you have any ideas how we can run the way of people?
Well, locally I've got a group of people here that are helping me, and I just try and contact somebody locally every day. And it just, you know, I hope that for every 10 people that hear this message, that they can tell 10 other people. So I'm hoping that this is how it's going to be spread. And I'm also going to be on a film. It's called Take Back Your Power film. And that's, I was interviewed for that out of Canada. So hopefully, and this is, they are fighting the smart meters very hard. So, yes, you can look that up. I'm not sure quite when that's going to be released, but I'm trying my hardest.
I'm sure you are, Virginia, and I admire what you do, and I appreciate the fact you're willing to come on with us. You have to understand that there are lots of good things that are produced up in Canada, and they're almost never allowed to be broadcast in America. And you would say, well, why? I mean, don't we have freedom of the press here? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we do have freedom of the press, and freedom of the press doesn't mean you have the freedom to see what you want to. Freedom of the press means that they have the freedom to suppress whatever they want to, and they do suppress a great deal of information in America, so the most Americans have very little idea what's going on. We live certainly in a part of the world that is created by the people who control the six major networks in America. Of course, that's AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, that controls CBS, Disney, that controls ABC, Comcast now controls NBC, used to be owned by General Electric, and lastly, Fox, owned by Rupert Murdoch, in my estimation, one of the most evil people in the world. He controls the Wall Street Journal, the largest Christian publishers, Savannah, and of course, then they publish all these anti-Christian books and new versions of the Bible, and never to undermine God's word. They control Fox, of course, which is supposedly conservative, but it's all a game, ladies and gentlemen. Fox is conservative, the others are liberal. Fox isn't conservative. They're very tight, and you try to tell the truth on Fox, and you'll lose your job like Glenn Beck did, after he simply quoted from David Rockefeller's memoirs, talking about the secret cabal that rules the world. Page 405, you can get the book from Radio Liberty. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening has been Virginia Farver. Virginia, do you have a parting thought for our listeners out across America?
Just God bless Dr. Stan. And I just want to keep everybody's family safe if I can. And just do your research. And if you have any questions, just follow the money and make sure where you're getting your information from.
God bless. Thank you so very much. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we certainly hope you enjoyed the program with Virginia Farver, and we're putting together a four-tape set on cell phones, and if you'd like to order it, you can order it, and we'll get your copy as soon as they're available, a four-CD set on my interviews on cell phones, and ladies and gentlemen, they are lethal, they're dangerous, an awful lot of people have gotten brain tumors, and specifically children, but of course, how many children have been born deformed, because of course men have carried their cell phones on their waist and wiped out a lot of their sperm, and the sperm that do survive have deformities in them, and the same thing is true for women, certainly as far as their children, and of course once they're pregnant, they should never have a cell phone on their waist because it's sending out radiation that can destroy the brain of their child. Understand, we're not talking about imaginary things, we're talking about real things. To understand so much of what's going on today, you need to hear my talk. It's entitled Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Now, what is Agenda 21? What's the master plan for the 21st century? It's for the certainly agonizing, certainly the destruction of civilization as we know it. Certainly, they understand exactly what they're doing. They intend to kill off most of the people in the world, and they openly talk about it in their own publications, and we give you the sources of reference for that. And I take you to the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, where they talk about eliminating over 90% of the population of the world. And you'll actually see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones on this DVD, and you'll actually see the inscription on the Georgia Guidestones. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. These are evil and wicked people, and they hold the reins of power in America today. Sydney, we hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you get my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret and the syllabuses that go with that. We have so much information. Go to our website. We have CDs or DVDs, tape sets on almost everything imaginable. And you need to get the information. You need to understand that we have professional killers hired by our government. We actually have a 4-CD set called Sydney, the Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview two government-trained assassins who actually killed people, or they don't talk about the people they killed, they talk about the people they didn't kill because they would not carry out their orders. I'm sure they killed other people, but Sydney, there's no statute of limitations on murder, so they're not going to go on. But, of course, at least one of them is dead, the other assassin. We don't know what happened to him. We've been told he fled to the Caribbean to hide for fear that they would kill him as well because he refused to carry out his assignment, and that was the murder of a presidential candidate named Ross Perot, who dropped out of the presidential race in 1988 because of threats to kill himself and his family, and that's why Ross Perot dropped out. He always had 20-25% of the vote at that time, but of course they had to get rid of him. Well, they did. He learned about the threats and he dropped out. But this man was the man who had the contract on Ross Perot. You can actually hear the story in the 4-CD set, The Deadly Assassins. And then, of course, we have certainly a 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King. And we have a book on the murder of Martin Luther King written by the lawyer who was hired by the King family. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We have a book on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We have a DVD on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. Actually, of course, it was made in England. Couldn't be made here. They wouldn't allow it to be shown here. You can show these all throughout the world. You can't show them on the television in America. You're not supposed to understand. Our government employs assassins. We send our men overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in no-win wars like Vietnam. We could have won it in 6 weeks. I was personally told by William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, and by General Lew Walt, the four-star Marine general, that we could have won the Vietnam War in 6 weeks. We were never allowed to win. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Every day you turn in wanting to know what else happened during the night. Well, it has been a bad week for U.S. generals, no kidding. A bad week for high-level people in the military, and especially for four stars. Now, are we picking on the four stars? I don't think so. I think this situation is one that has been agendized for our consumption, very carefully, believe it or not, even with all the twists and turns that are taking place. I think it's been created. Now, those of you who remember this thing called attack at Benghazi, well, you can pretty well say goodbye to that, because that will pale in comparison to one man sending 20 to 30,000 emails to another woman. I mean, how can we possibly think that four people dying, one of those including an ambassador, with an